Jersey and the Bronx, New York. We've got ourselves a softball doubleheader here at Bahoshi Field on the day before the Easter holiday. Saturday, April 4th, 2015, the Dayton Flyers and the Fordham Rams. As both teams coming into this one off of a game yesterday in which the Fordham Rams took down the Dayton Flyers 5-1. A Cora Iannino three-run home run was the big blow in that game. Drew Casey here with you. I'll be along with you for both of these contests here today at Bahoshi Field. 50 degrees, partly cloudy. Very windy, too. Gusts up to 43 miles per hour. Seems like the wind is blowing in here at Bahoshi Field to start this one. But the wind tends to swirl here at Bahoshi Field, so we'll try and keep an eye on that. In this one, let's get to the starting pitcher for the Rams, as we're just about ready for some 11 o'clock softball. We'll start a couple of minutes early. It'll be Michelle Dobbin who gets to start in game number one for the Rams. Expect to see Rachel Gillen in game number two. She got the win yesterday, pitching a complete game and only allowing one run. Dobbin making her 13th start of the season, 4-6 on the campaign thus far. Natalie Mariano, the left fielder, leads it off for the Flyers and takes the first pitch upstairs at 10:56 a.m. Dobbin, a 4-4 ERA, 63 and two-thirds innings pitched this year. She's given up 40 runs as the 1-0 pitch is fouled away down the third baseline. Given up 45 runs, 40 of those earned. She's walked 14 and she struck out 29. Opponents hitting 322 off of her. Struggling a little bit early on, but now coming and finding her form as the 1-1 popped in the air over towards short. Bradian coming on and makes the catch. A couple of steps to her right. Bradian sporting the ball cap today. Sun playing a little bit of a role here. A couple of players with glasses. I'll have glasses on myself a couple of times as the sun shines in towards us in the press box here at Bahoshi Field. So one away, top of inning number one. Catherine Hess, the catcher, shows the bunt, pulls it back, takes the first pitch way outside. Dobbin looks like she might have slipped a little bit there as she'll now adjust some of the dirt in the circle where she'll release the ball. 1-0 to the two-hitter, Catherine Hess. Hess, a 290 hitter coming into today, 18 for 62 on the season. Here's the 1-0 now. Swung on and missed, 1-1. Taking off speed pitch down low for Michelle Dobbin. Dobbin set with the 1-1. The pitch called strike two on the outside corner. Dave Matern calls the balls and strikes. John Cambridge over at first. Joseph Massaro over at third. Those the umpires, the same crew as yesterday. Hess behind 1-2. The pitch from Dobbin. Grounded foul towards the Fordham dugout. You go back to yesterday. Catherine Hess was 0-3. Struck out in the first. Popped to first and flew to center for her 0-for day in the 2-hole. She does the catching again in this one. And in the top of the first, she's behind 1-2. Pitch from Dobbin. Called. Strike 3. Inside corner. Got her with the off-speed pitch. 2 away. That brings Gabrielle Snyder, the pitcher, listed as the DP before the game, and then switched at the umpires meeting to be the pitcher. She stands in from the left side. Takes the first pitch for a called strike on the outside corner. Looks like we'll see a wide strike zone from Dave Matern here today. Snyder has a hitter 364 this season. Here's the 0-1, swung on and fouled out of play for third base side. Around the infield for the Rams, Lindsay Mayers at third, Allie Brady at short, Amy Van Hoven's at second, Paige Ortiz at first, outfield, Cora Iannino, Sidney Canessa, Brianna Turgeon, that's right to left. Kayla Lombardo doing the catching, Dobbin's 0-2, popped in the air over towards left, over the head of Turgeon, but she's going to get back under it and catch it right in front of the warning track, a nice play to go back on it. As it looked like Turgeon might have been a little too shallow, made the nice play, getting back to it. After a half an inning of play, Dayton goes down in order, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on Dayton 0. Fordham coming to bat in the bottom of the first inning. You're listening to Fordham Softball on the Atlantic 10 Digital Network and WFUVSports.org. Fordham softball team is in action again. Immediately following this game, the second game of the doubleheader against Dayton will begin approximately 30 minutes after the conclusion of this game. The baseball team back at it next Wednesday when they host Rutgers University at 6 p.m. The pregame report can be heard on WFUVsports.org starting at 5:50. Fordham Rams baseball and softball right here on WFUV.org. And the Fordham baseball team closes out their series with George Mason. That game starting in exactly 1 hour at noon. And that game over at Houlihan Park, you can hear that one also on WFUVsports.org. Just in a different link where you might have found this game here. So we'll head to the bottom of the first inning. No mid-inning break for this time. We'll get to the lineup, the starting offensive lineup for the Rams here. Cindy Canessa bats first, the center fielder. Amy Van Hoven hits second. She plays second base. Lindsay Mayer, the third baseman, hits third. Kayla Lombardo, the catcher, hits fourth. Four home runs for her, tied for the team lead. Michelle Dobbin, the pitcher, hits fifth. Also, four homers for her. Cora Ionier, a homer yesterday, hits sixth, the right fielder. Rachel Gillen, the designated player, expect to see her in the circle in game number two. She hits seventh. Paige Ortiz hits eighth, the first baseman. Brianna Turgeon hits ninth, the left fielder. The shortstop, Allie Bradian, will not do any hitting in this one. Sydney Canessa leads it off as Gabrielle Snyder on the rubber for the Dayton Flyers. Didn't see her pitch yesterday, but she's in the circle today as the first pitch from Canessa fouled off the top of the netting. And narrowly trying to catch it, Joe DeBarry and our friend Steve from Fordham Athletics just missed it as it trickled over their hands and over the stands here. Canessa behind 0-1. Here's the pitch outside and missed by Catherine Hess, got by her. Might have been a called strike if she could have held on to it. Again, wind whipping up here at Bahoshi Field. Up to 43 miles per hour, according to the National Weather Service. 50 degrees, partly cloudy and windy. 1-1 to Canessa. It is a called strike, 1-2. She took it on the inside part of the plate. Stands in with a 1-2. Takes it outside for a ball, 2-2. Canessa 3-0-2 on the season. 385 on base percentage. 5 doubles, triple, and a homer. 16 RBIs. Here's a 2-2. Fisted over towards first, and a soft liner caught by Tiffany Ricks. Check swing from Canessa. So she's retired to start the Rams offense in this doubleheader at Bahoshi Field. Amy Van Hoven, the second baseman, now comes to the plate. Van Hoven yesterday was 0-for-4. Did steal a base, though. First pitch now coming to her from Snyder. The slapper takes for a ball outside. Snyder set in the circle behind 1-0 to the two-hitter for the Rams. The pitch. Fist it over towards right center field. It's going to get down for a base hit for Amy Van Hoven. Her first of the series. First of this game. Number two of three. And she's on with a single. Looks like Van Hoven got a little bit jammed there, but able to power it enough into the sort of right center hole as the outfielders couldn't get there. The second baseman, Kennedy Haynes, couldn't get back on it. That sends Lindsay Mayer to the plate. First pitch swing deep to left. Going back, Mariano. She's going to catch it just in front of the warning track. Ball hung up there. The wind blowing in. Looks like the wind might have definitely played a role on that one. Thought that was hit a little bit better. Not sure it would have got out of the yard if there was no wind, but pretty sure it would have been more near the fence. That one caught a couple of steps in front of the warning track. It's having to run in on it was Mariano after originally appearing to get under it at the warning track. So now two away. Kayla Lombardo, the catcher, pitch out, going from first, Van Hoven, and she's going to take the base as Hess had a little trouble with it, double clutch on the pitch out, so it'll go down as a stolen base. Rams trying to manufacture some runs here. Van Hoven, yesterday, like I said, stole a base. That came back in the first inning as well, but Lombardo unable to bring her in. Almost the same situation as Lombardo takes outside for a ball. Now it's 2-0. Kayla Lombardo coming into this contest, 3-48 at the plate. Here's a 2-0. Check swing, but it's a called strike anyway. Right down the middle. As Lombardo didn't see the perfect pitch, 2-0. Now 2-1. Bar now stands in. Van Hoven's on second. Outfield shading slightly towards left of center. The 2-1 inside. 3-1. Sun going in and out of the clouds here at Bahoshi Field. Here's the 3-1 to Lombardo. Takes it again for a called strike. Not quite what she was looking for. As now the count moves full. 3-2, two outs. Van Hoven's on second, so probably not going to be in motion. Pitch to Lombardo. Swung on. Hit in the air towards right center. Outfielders converging. It's going to get down. An extra base. Hit it over the fence for a ground rule double. An RBI double for Kayla Lombardo. Make it 1-0 Fordham. Bardo took that full count pitch the other way, and there was a gap out there. Quetter converging from center. DeSalvo converging from right. But no chance for them to get there, and the ball just bounced over the fence. And for Lombardo, might have had three if that ball stayed in the yard, but she'll take the RBI. Michelle Dobman, same situation for her now. Two outs and a runner on second. First pitch she takes outside. Just missed outside, 1-0. Want to know, two outs here in the top or the bottom of the first inning. As Dobman swings at the second pitch, pops it up center field, coming on Quetter. Moves to her left now and makes the catch just to the right of the block F if you look from behind home plate. So that'll do it for the first inning of play. And the Rams have a 1-0 lead. They score one run on two hits, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the top of the second inning here at Bahoshi Field. The Rams 1 and the Flyers nothing. Join us next Saturday for another edition of One-on-One, New York's longest-running sports call-in show. We'll recap the final of the NCAA tournament, take a look at the NBA and NHL playoff races, and recap the first week of the MLB season. One-on-One next Saturday afternoon at 1 on 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. You know what? Why don't you check out One-on-One today also, whether it's after, during, between the softball doubleheader. We've got the NCAA Final Four preview, the MLB season preview with our four beat reporters, and another exclusive interview with the new Fordham men's basketball head coach, Jeff Neubauer. So check it out, One-on-One, 90.7 FM, 1 o'clock on every Saturday afternoon, New York's longest-running sports call-in show. Top of inning number two here at Bahoshi Field. It's the Rams 1 and the Flyers nothing. Tiffany Ricks leads it off here for the Dayton Flyers. First pitch to her. She takes it just a little bit low. Count 1-0 now. So the 1-0 now to Ricks outside 2-0. Dahlman fumbling behind the cleanup hitter, Tiffany Ricks. Tiffany Ricks, a .410 on base percentage, 10 walks thus far for her. 2-0 pitch, swung on, fouled straight back into the protective netting. Ricks, a .348 hitter, has now started 31 games. Flyers have played 34, this is their 35th. Here's the 2-1 to Ricks, down low. 3-1, she moves ahead further. Ricks, yesterday in game number 1 for 3, a strikeout. Ground out to the pitcher, Gillen, and a single. Came in the 7th inning where the Flyers brought the tying run to the plate. The 3-1 is inside, ball 4 to Tiffany Ricks. The first base runner of the game for the Dayton Flyers. And that sends Kaylee Butison to the plate, the third baseman.
Now ready for the Flyers, third baseman, number 12, Kaylee Butison.
Okay. First pitch to Butison. Takes it just a bit high, 1-0. Tiffany Ricks, the cleanup hitter, actually a threat to steal over at first. 10 for 12 in stealing bases, leads Flyers in both of those categories. Here's the 1-0, inside 2-0. Kayla Lombardo will call timeout to chat as Michelle Dobbin missing her spots a little bit. Maybe not necessarily agreeing with the calls from the home plate umpire, Dave Matern, but plenty of game left. Going to have to settle down here. A little bit of a bump in the road here. A walk to Ricks, and now behind 2-0 to the 5-hitter, Kaylee Butison, the number 2 hitter here in the top of inning number 2. The Rams already up 1-0. Here's the 2-0 pitch now, right down Broadway, and it's going to be actually called a ball. 3-0 must have been a little bit low. Not sure where that one missed, and Kayla Lombardo didn't seem too sure either as she turned around and was curious. So now it's 3-0, pitched from Dobbin. That one's a strike on the inside part of the plate. And frankly, that pitch, probably the third best pitch she threw to this batter, Butison. So we'll have to see what strike zone is doing throughout this one. Here's the 3-1 pitch now. A little too high. That's going to be ball 4. And Michelle Dobbin really can't believe it. If that's too high and the 2-0 pitch was too low, I'm not sure where you go, and it doesn't look like the Fordham dugout's too happy either, especially given that the strike zone seemed consistent through both the top and bottom of the first innings, with maybe a little bit wide. Now Hannah DeSalvo puts down a bunt, fielded by Ortiz, looks to third, and is going to have to throw back to first the easy way, where Van Hoven covering. So a successful sacrifice, second and third, one out now for the Dayton Flyers. Kayla Haberstich, the shortstop, the 7-hitter to the plate, and a good situation. Second and third, one out. Pitch from Dobbin. Inside corner for a called strike. Haberstich, a 256 hitter this season, 18 RBIs, looking for 19, maybe even 20 here. Only a 298 on base percentage. Behind 0-1. Pitch. Swung on and missed. 0-2, right over it. Good pitch from Dobbin on the inside part of the plate. Haberstich looking to at least put the ball in play. The corners are up. Short and second. Bradian and Van Hoven, sort of medium depth. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, grounded to Bradian. Coming on, holding at third is Ricks. Firing to first. Bradian in time. Nice play by Ali Bradian to both check the runner and get the out on the slow roller. So now two away here in the top of the second. Kennedy Haynes, the second baseman, now steps to the plate for the Dayton Flyers. Haynes, the same situation, second and third, but now there's two outs. Haynes, a 232 hitter, 14 RBIs, 284 on base percentage, shows bunt, pulls back, grounds it foul. So he got a piece of her foot as well. So she'll shake that off, and reaching down at the left shin, left ankle area, she has a protective Evo Shield product on her left leg there. Just the guard there as Tiffany Ricks just tied her shoe over on third. She's got that figured out. Here's the 0-1 now. Swung on and missed outside. Off speed pitch. Nice one from Dobbin there. 0-2 now. Dobbin trying to work out of a jam here. Walked the first two hitters. A successful sacrifice from DeSalvo. Left her second and third one out. A grounder to Brady in. No runs scoring. Makes it two outs. And the 8-hitter Kennedy Haynes behind 0-2 now. Dobbin ready in the circle. Has the sign. Here's the pitch. Upstairs and in. Taking was Haynes. Now 1-2. Outfield playing pretty straight up. Maybe shading a little bit to the left. At least Turgeon slightly left of her normal position. Ioneiro pretty straight up and right. Canessa pretty straight up in center. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Got her. Working out of a jam. Michelle Dobbin in the top of the second inning. No runs for Dayton. No hits, no errors, two left on base on the two walks. We're through 1.5. It's the Rams 1 and the Flyers 0 here in game 2 of a series of 3 and game 1 of a doubleheader here on Saturday afternoon. In addition to streaming the softball games live via a link on WFUV.org, once again this season the games are being archived. To access the archives, go to WFUV.org. On the top of the homepage, click on Sports, then on Stream Fordham Sports. You'll see a schedule with links to our live and archived broadcasts. Now you can listen to Fordham Rams games whenever you choose, courtesy of Stretch Internet and WFUV, home of the Rams. Bottom of inning number two here at Bohoshi Field. It's the Rams 1 and the Flyers nothing. So glad you could stop by Friday or Saturday morning now, almost Saturday afternoon. A bright sunny day here in the Bronx where Ioneiro takes the first pitch for a called strike. Ioneiro, a three-run homer yesterday. That proved really pretty much fatal for the Flyers. They lost that one 5-1, a run in the seventh. They did bring up the tying run, though. The 0-1 to Ioneiro is inside, 1-1. 50 degrees still, and again, now winds still between 20s, 30s, and low 40s in terms of miles per hour. The 1-1, grounded towards second, snagged there nicely, and thrown over to first, low, kick picked up by Rick Kennedy Haynes with a great play over at second base. Ioneiro retired, swinging the bat really well this weekend so far. She'll have plenty more at bats, likely at least, as we're in the bottom of inning number two. We've got 2 7-inning softball games scheduled today, a doubleheader between the Rams and the Flyers in this A-10 contest. Rachel Gillen, the designated player in this one, lefty, stands in, swings the first pitch and fouls it off one of the supports and bounces around in the stands now. Gillen pitched yesterday's game and got the win in the circle. Also hit as well. The 0-1 to her at the plate is outside, 1-1. Gillen coming into this one, a 338 hitter. The 1-1 to her. Called strike on the outside corner, framed nicely by the catcher Hess. Gillen's behind 1-2 now. Her team already up 1-0. Gabrielle Snyder on the rubber for the Flyers. Here's the 1-2. Off-speed pitch outside. Snyder tried to finesse that one on the corner. Gillen saw that one outside, though, and took it. So now 2-2, one out. Bottom of the second inning. Pitch outside, 3-2. One out. Bottom of inning number two. Pitch swung on by Gillen, but foul. Into the bullpen down by the Dayton Flyers, right field side, as almost got a member of the facilities crew. The 3-2 again. Swung on and again fouled back. We'll do it a third time. Rachel Gillen yesterday, 1-for-3 at the plate. Singled, scored a run after she reached on a strikeout. 3-2, popped in the air over towards third, foul ground. Butison over and makes the catch right behind Bridget Orchard in the third base coacher's box. So now two away in the bottom of the second.
Get out of the way. Ready for the Rams, the first baseman, number 24, Paige Ortiz.
Dayton fans think Bridget Orchard could have gotten more out of the way. Catch still made by Butison over at third. Paige Ortiz, the hitter now. Pitch to her. Hit in the air, right field. The salvo over to her left. It's going to fall in the left field corner, and it's going to bounce up against the wall. Trouble with it in the corner. Ortiz around first and heads to second. A double for Paige Ortiz with two outs.
Now ready for Rams. Left fielder number two, Brianna Turgeon.
Brianna Turgeon now to the plate. The nine hitter for the Rams. Some not necessarily sneaky power, but some power at the bottom of this Fordham lineup. And Paige Ortiz and Brianna Turgeon, Spurgeon with four home runs, Ortiz with two. Now six extra base hits after that double. First pitch to Turgeon, a big swing and a miss. Turgeon, four home runs, two doubles, 15 RBI. 254 on the season, 377 on base percentage, though. The 0-1 to the 9 hitter takes it inside for a ball. Snyder seemed to have a little bit more heat on that one as she has on opposed to a couple of the other pitches, but that one missed. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed by Turgeon. Foul tipped into the glove of Hess. Now she's behind 1-2. Runner on second is Paige Ortiz. Turgeon at the plate, the righty and the left fielder here today. Pitch outside, 2-2. Trying to get Turgeon to chase was Snyder, but that one missed well outside into the left-handed batter's box. Snyder's only struck out 40 batters coming into today as the 2-2 popped in the air over towards short. Haberstich under it. Now over to second, and Haynes will have to take it right behind the bag as it looked like Haberstich completely lost it. But Kennedy Haynes found it right behind the second base bag in plenty of time. A little bit deceiving to the eye if you're watching. But regardless, that does it for the bottom of the second inning. The Rams, no runs. They get a hit, no errors, and they leave Paige Ortiz on second base after her two-out double. We head to the third. It's the Rams 1, the Flyers nothing. Once again this year, we're doing internet-only broadcasts of Fordham softball. We'd like to know what you think of the idea. Would you like us to do more? What sports would you like us to broadcast? Any other comments you'd like to make as well are greatly appreciated. Just email it, oneonone at WFUV.org, and let us know what you think. That's O-N-E-O-N-O-N-E at WFUV.org. Top of inning number three, Bohosi Field, game number 2-1 of two today. Game number two of the series, that is, with the Flyers. Jacqueline Quetter hands in the nine hitter, pops the first pitch in the air over towards the third baseline. Bradian reaching over, dives, can't make the play in foul ground. More of a slide with both knees instead of a full out dive, but ball didn't really get up that high in the air from Quetter. Nearly a beautiful play, though, as left fielder Turgeon and the shortstop Gradian converging. Quetter, the catcher, left-handed hitter. Here's the 0-1. Just outside. Interesting, Quetter, the catcher, and a slap hitter. Don't really see that combination too often. But she is the lefty. Got a little bit of an extra jump headed towards first as the slap hitter. Not a full-out slap hitter. Takes maybe like one or two steps. We'll see here, though. Here's the 1-1. And missed outside. Called strike on the outside corner, 1-2. And Quetter, interestingly, sort of just a rhythm sort of slapper, it looks like, as she stands in. And now she moves to the front of the box, behind 1-2. Here's the 1-2 now, grounded towards first, right at Ortiz, but it rolls foul before she's able to get to it. And back to what I was saying about Quetter, she stands in, at least now she won't because she's behind the count, she'll try and shorten up. Once she doesn't have two strikes, she's at the back of the box, moved her left leg forward and then her right leg and just reset her batting stance. As opposed to a couple of steps where you might see from a slapper. Here's the 1-2, grounded towards second. Van Hoven picks it up on a couple of hops, fields, and fires the first in time. Quite a retired, one away. Natalie Mariano, top of the lineup for the Flyers.
Number two, Natalie Mariano.
Pops to the shortstop back in the first inning. Entering today a 364 hitter. 424 on base percentage. The first pitch to her, grounded to Van Hoven, a couple of hops, fields, fires to first. That one a little easier for Van Hoven to handle as it stayed down the whole way. Quetter's grounder popped up a little bit.
Now back to the Flyers, the pitcher, number
two away, top of inning number three here at Bohosi Field. Fordham up 1-0 on the Dayton Flyers thus far. Catherine Hess, the catcher, to the plate. First pitch called, strike on the outside corner. has 290 coming into today. 371 on base percentage. The 0-1 to her, grounded right back softly to Dobbin. Fields fires first, a little high, but no problem for Ortiz. And that'll do it for the top of the third inning. A 1-2-3 inning.
No
runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Fordham leading the Dayton Flyers 1-0. You're listening to Fordham Softball on WFUVSports.org and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network. Bottom of inning number three, Sydney Canassa to the plate, takes the first pitch for a called strike. Canassa, the leadoff hitter for this Fordham team. Here's the 0-1, popped in the air over towards right and center, coming on the right fielder for the Flyers, and she'll make the catch over there. Hannah DeSalvo charging in a couple of steps forward and to her right, one away for the Rams in the bottom of the third. Amy Van Hoven now to the plate, singled and stole second back in the first. Slap hitter and lefty for this Fordham side. The corners up, both Tiffany Ricks and Kaylee Buterson at first and third, respectively. Pitch taken for a ball outside, 1-0. Van Hoven looks down for some signs, now getting set to step back into the box, does just that. Ahead 1-0. The pitch from Snyder. Outside 2-0. Ahead 2-0. The slapper, the lefty. He swings the pitch and hits it right back up the middle for a base hit. Amy Van Hoven, two singles here in this one, 2-for-2, and she's on first with one out. Got right through the legs of Gabrielle Snyder, hit right back to her, but really crushed by Van Hoven. Not really crushed, but hit moderately hard. Didn't get a great part of the bat, I guess, but hit solidly, and it got through the legs and into the outfield for a base hit. Lindsay Mayer to the plate, swung at the first pitch and flew to left in the first. First pitch this time, she takes it down low. Van Hoven, aggressive jump off the base after the ball released from Snyder, had Hess thought about throwing down to first as she came up. Looked like she might have thrown. Here's the 1-0 to Mayer, hit right in the ground to short. Nice backhanded play by Haberstich over to second. The easy way for the fielder's choice. But there was nothing easy about that play that Haberstich made, as it looked like she thought that maybe Van Hoven was going to steal, and she was already on her way over to cover second base. Stopped dead in her tracks. Stuck out the glove, backhanded, stabbed the ball, and still got Van Hoven at second. Kayla Lombardo steps in now. Two outs, runner on first. Takes the first pitch for a called strike. Inside corner. Looked a little bit up in the zone. Kayla Lombardo, the 0-1. Coming. Pitch taken for another called strike. That one more over the heart of the plate. 0-2. A little bit down, though. So not maybe in the wheelhouse of Lombardo without two strikes. Behind 0-2 is Lombardo. double back in the first inning. The pitch way upstairs, 1-2. Going back to that play Haberstich made. No one's really taught anymore to hold your position when there's a runner stealing a base. I guess in softball that's a little different with the shorter bases, but usually hold your position then cover. The 1-2 hits Kayla Lombardo off of the front leg, it looked like, maybe the front knee. Took a weird deflection off of whatever it hit. If she gets the first, then and looks like actually got her back knee, her right knee, that would be, if she stands from the right side. So she's on first and second now for the Rams. Two outs. Mayer on second, Lombardo on first, Daubman at the plate. Pops to the center fielder back in the first. Pitch popped again over towards center, coming on Quetter. Maybe losing it in the sun. Called off by Haynes, the second baseman, backing up towards the right fielder, DeSalvo, as the wind really affecting some balls that get up high in the air here. Gusts toward 40 miles per hour. But no problem for the Flyers to get that one and handle the windy as the scoreboard, actually, the top of it, the Fordham sign, holding on by a thread there as the wind just picked up. We're through three innings. Fordham up on the Flyers, 1-0. You're listening to Fordham Softball on WFUVSports.org and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network.
Two more numbers, softball bingo, 33 and 4. The first three bingo winners get a $10 gift card to Michael Angelo. All winners are eligible for the end of the year. Thank you.
Gabrielle Snyder leads off the top of the fourth inning. Here at Hoshi Field for the Flyers, the lefty swings at the first pitch and misses. Snyder, of course, the pitcher in this one thus far. She's gone three innings and given up the one run on four hits. At the plate, she flew to left in the first, leading off the fourth behind 0-1. Now 1-1 as she takes the outside pitch for a ball. The 1-1 pitch, slapped down the left field line, curving, and it's going to go foul, slicing away from the lefty batter. And going foul into the left field corner, Turgeon retrieves, but good idea by Snyder there. That's one of only a couple of ways slap hitters might get an extra base hit, hitting it right down the line. She's behind 1-2 now. Slaps, looks like it hit her in foul, in fair territory as she's in first, hits the first, and she's going to get a base hit, and no signals from either or any of the three umpires, so I guess that ball did not hit her as she came out of the box. So it'll be a single. Gabrielle Snyder, a leadoff single for the Flyers.
Now ready for the Flyers, the first baseman, number 11, Tiffany Ricks.
Tiffany Ricks to the plate, the four-hitter swings at the first pitch and grounds it past Paige Ortiz for a base hit. And back-to-back singles for the Dayton Flyers. They've got something going here in the top of the fourth inning. Tiffany Ricks, a solid hit, sort of between a line drive and a ground ball there. Killed it, took one bounce, and right past Ortiz. She was playing quite shallow, quite in, as she normally does. Kaylee Butison takes the first pitch from Daubman for a called strike. And big batter here for the Rams defense and for Michelle Daubman. Maybe Butison will think about bunting here. Now behind 0-1, she takes it inside and hits her. Got a piece of her before got to the catcher, Kayla Lombardo. And Kayla Lombardo now will walking out to Dobman. Bases loaded. Nobody out for the Dayton Flyers here in the top of the fourth inning. Hannah DeSalvo to the plate. Laid down a successful sacrifice bunt in the second inning. So it looks like she can get the ball down via the bunt. But no outs here. Bases loaded. Dayton trailing 1-0. The pitch to DeSalvo. Swings at it. Pops. Foul headed towards the fence in, or the foul fence, and goes out of play over near the Dayton dugout, not the long fence. Oh and one the count. Hannah DeSalvo, the right fielder, trying for RBIs 5, 6, maybe even 7 or 8. 581 on base percentage, only appearing in her 21st game. The 0-1, down low, 1-1. DeSalvo only has 8 hits on the season. She's now 8 for 21. 2 extra base hits. Here's the 1-1 to her. Swung on, grounded towards second. Van Hoven fields, fires home. In time, just narrowly in time. As Lombardo holding the plate and getting her back leg taken out slightly by Snyder. But able to hold on, able to hold the plate. One away on the forced out at home. Van Hoven and the Fordham infield not necessarily deep, or not rather in, a little more moderate depth, but still able to get the force out at home. Aberstitch at the plate, swings the first pitch, right back up the middle. Bradian dives off of her glove, sputters in towards center field, throw home, 2 runs in for the Dayton Flyers. Base hit, 2 RBIs, shouldn't be an error up there. So 2 runs in for Dayton, and just like that, they're up on the Rams, 2-1. Kennedy Haynes supposed to be the batter, but she'll be pinch hit for. Jordan Jennings will come to the plate.
Pitching for the Flyers is number 8, Jordan Jennings.
So Jordan Jennings, the pinch hitter now. One out. Runners on the corners. 2 runs in already for the Flyers. As Dobbin's first pitch to her missed upstairs. Going back to that 2 RBI single from Haverstich. Hit it up the middle softly, but because the infield in, Brady and dove off her glove, sputtered towards center field, and by the time Van Hoven got to it and threw home, 2 runs were in. Jennings 1-0 pops in the air over towards first. Van Hoven converging for it, but it goes foul. As Van Hoven, the better angle, just dropped foul about 30 feet past the first base bag. Jordan Jennings yesterday, 0 for 2 with a walk, which actually was an RBI walk with the bases loaded. Jennings coming into yesterday, only a 125 hitter, 6 for 48. Here's the 1-1 to her, down low 2-1, so she's 6 for 50 on the season. And making a pinch hit appearance. Make sure I have that right. Yep, 6 for 50, so near 100 batting average. The 2-1 to her, called strike 2 on the outside corner, and pinch hitting for Kennedy Haynes, who's a 232 hitter and is 19 for 82, so I don't really understand the logic there. Both hitters hit from the right side. Here's the 2-2 from Dobman, swung on and missed, strike 3. Very bizarre pinch hit appearance there from Jordan Jennings. Unless maybe there was an injury to Kennedy Haynes we didn't catch. See who goes out in the field the next inning as Jennings, who did play in yesterday's game, Jacqueline Quetter, the 9-hitter to the plate, swings at the first pitch, fouls it straight back into the netting. Jennings was the designated player yesterday, so not sure, entirely sure on what maybe her current position is. Actually, not even listed on the official roster, so that's a little interesting. A mistake, I guess, there is pitch missed outside, 1-1. There he is. Jordan Jennings not listed on Dayton's roster, so that's very bizarre. The 1-1 called strike 2, 1-2, so not going to be able to tell you what her natural position is. She didn't change numbers either, so just straight up not listed on the Dayton roster. So an error there from Dayton. Not have her there. Got to watch that. The 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Daubman works out of the jam. But Dayton does the damage. Two runs.
Three hits,
no errors, and two left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Flyers now up in the Rams 2-1. We're halfway through here at Bochy Field.
Come from some terrible
bottom of the fourth here at Bohoshi Field. Rams now trail for the first time in this one, 2-1. Cora Ioneiro starts it off for the Rams and takes the first pitch for a called strike.
Rams right fielder, number one, Cora Ioneiro.
Ioneiro, big home run yesterday. The 0-1 again taken for a called strike, 0-2. She grounded to second, back in the second. Here's the 0-2 now. Upstairs and over the glove of an outstretched Hess. Rolls to the backstop, but the battery can just smile at that one. Snyder the pitcher, Hess the catcher. Just trying to maybe get Ioneiro to chase, but no one in their right mind would chase that one over the head. Here's the 1-2. Swung on by Ioneiro. Grounded foul. Third base side and trickles into the left field foul territory. The 1-2 to Ioneiro. Outside, 2-2. A good eye from Cora Ioneiro. Ioneiro coming into this one, a 198 hitter, so struggling this season at the plate. 18-491. Big home run yesterday, though. The 2-2. Line foul. Snyder so far, three innings pitched, four hits, and a run. That was earned. Ioneiro, the leadoff hitter in the bottom of the fourth. Dayton up on the Rams, 2-1. The 2-2 tour. Hit in the air, over towards left field. Mariano coming on, and she'll make the catch with two hands. Nice play by Mariano. Got a good break on it and charged in and made the catch relatively easily on the run.
Number 27, Rachel Gillen.
Rachel Gillen, the designated player, the winning pitcher of yesterday's game. Likely to see her in the circle for game number two here today. She's now at the plate, popped to third in the second, trying to help out her pitcher, Daubman, as she's lined the first pitch foul and deflects off a couple of supports of the netting and the light pole and narrowly gets some fans on the third base side. We saw that yesterday, too. Reggie Jackson shot off the light pole, but, of course, that was foul and nowhere near as far. The 0-1. Gillen right back up the middle. A base hit for Rachel Gillen. She'll be on with a single with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Gillen will now improve upon her average of 338 coming into this one. Paige Ortiz, the first baseman, to the plate as Bridget Orchard heads to the home plate umpire. Looks like we'll have a pinch runner over at first base for Rachel Gillen. Dave Matern, the home plate umpire, and we'll have Kaylin Winokur will do the pinch running at first base. You see that often, Kaylin Winokur, pinch run specialist for the Rams. Rachel Gillen not super fleet of foot. But Paige Ortiz at the plate, a double already for her. First pitch to her over the glove of Hess is going to get to the backstop, and getting down to second is Winokur. And timeout by Catherine Hess. We'll talk to Gabrielle Snyder in the circle. Maybe crossed up, maybe at high rise ball, moving a little too much for Hess to control, as that's now two that have gone to the backstop in this inning. That's the first one that really matters, though, as there's a runner on base, and now a runner in scoring position, Kaylin Winokur. Pretty sure Rachel Gillen would have been able to advance to second, too, but now the situation with the pinch runner is crucial. Paige Ortiz, 1-0, takes it for a called strike. Winokur should be able to score on a base hit. At least that's the mentality. Only one out, though, and Brianna Turgeon in the top of the lineup for the Rams. Here's the 1-1 to Ortiz, grounded to short, holding at second. Winokur firing over to first in plenty of time. It's Haberstitch, so Ortiz would have liked to obviously found a hit, or if she were to make out, maybe hit it the other way. So she's retired 6-3, and Brianna Turgeon to the plate. Winokur on second. The Rams down one, bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1 the Flyers lead. Turgeon popped to second earlier in this one as she fouls the first pitch off the netting, and Catherine Hess tried to catch it off the netting, but then looks like she caught a mean glare of the sun and just backed away. Snyder ahead 0-1. Turgeon trying to tie this game up with the base hit and allow Winokur to score. Pitch popped in the air, center field, second baseman back as well. Haynes, now the right fielder, takes it to Salvo as the wind blowing that ball around as the three players all around it. And Hannah DeSalvo retires the side. That'll do it here in the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs for the Ford Rams. They get a hit. No errors. They leave a runner on base. We're through four. It's Dayton 2 and Fordham 1. You're listening to Fordham Rams Softball on WFUVSports.org and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network. Top of inning number 5, a new pitcher for the Fordham Rams. Michelle Dobbins' day is done. She goes 4 innings, gives up 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Only throws 57 pitches, so definitely available in game number 2, but we do expect to see Rachel Gillen in this one. Patty Maloney will enter the game. And Maloney appears to be entering in Dobbins' spot at the moment, as the remainder of the defensive position seems to have remained the same. So the Dobbins' spot comes back up in the lineup. She'll probably re-enter, maybe even re-enter to pitch if we got ourselves a closer ball game. But a lot of ifs in there. Patty Maloney, third time through the lineup. For the Dayton Flyers, Natalie Mariano leads it off. She's 0 for 2 today. Our team's, though, now winning 2-1. First pitch from Patty Maloney is upstairs, 1-0. Maloney, sort of the finesse pitcher for this Fordham Rams side. 1-0. As the 1-0 is a called strike on the outside part of the plate, 1-1. Maloney on the season, a 4.27 ERA. She's appeared in now 14 games. She's 1-0. Here's the 1-1. Just upstairs. 2-1. Maloney, 21 and a third innings pitch. 28 hits given up. 16 runs allowed. 13 of those earned. She's walked 8. Struck out 15. The 2-1 pitch. Outside, 3-1. She's given up a double and a triple and 5 home runs. Hitters hitting 298 off her, close to 300. Here's the 3-1. Swung on, back towards Maloney. Bradian coming on behind second base, fires the first. Got her in time. A pretty play by Allie Bradian as Natalie Mariano tripped past first base and right where the dirt became the turf. She can laugh it off now as her helmet propelled probably 30 feet into the outfield. So that's not one for the highlight reel. A bang-bang play at first, though. After that, you probably want to pause the video if you're Natalie Mariano. Catherine Hess, the catcher. First pitch fouled away, 0-1. Catherine Hess, 0-for-2 today. Here's the 0-1 from Maloney. Shows bunt, gets it down, coming on Ortiz. She's going to field and going to be a base hit as Ortiz and Lombardo. Poor communication to try and pick up that softball, but regardless, just put in a perfect spot. Probably a base hit all the way for Catherine Hess, the catcher. A bunt for a hit from a catcher, yes.
Ready for the Flyers. The pitcher, number 3, Gabrielle Snyder.
Really a bunt hit all the way. Gabrielle Snyder, the pitcher now, the left-hander. Stands in, wide stance for her. The pitch from Maloney, hit in the air, center field. Canessa, a couple steps to her right, under it, battles the sun with the glasses and makes the catch. Two away. Here in the top of the fifth. So Snyder now 1-for-3, and Tiffany Ricks to the plate, the cleanup hitter who's 1-for-1, walked and got as far as third in the second, and singled and scored back in the fourth to tie the game at 1. First pitch to her from Maloney is a called strike. Of course, Dayton would then take the lead from Kaylee Butison, scoring on the same play. 2 RBI single from Haberstich, so 2-1 the score. 0-1 to Ricks upstairs, 1-1. We're in the top of the fifth, the first of 2 in the doubleheader here at Bohoshi Field. Rams 4-2 in the A-10, Dayton 7-2 in the A-10 as off-speed pitch. Maloney made Ricks look silly there, 1-2. As Maloney likes to mix it up. That's her bread and butter. We'll see what she can do here. The 1-2 with two outs. Right back to her line drive. Couldn't get it. It's right back up the middle for a base hit. A soft line drive that Maloney couldn't get her glove on, and it got past both of the middle infielders. A play where sometimes it's almost harder to make than a hard hit line drive, because a hard hit line drive, while tons scary, is more of a reaction. You see the soft hit line drive, you almost have time to react and don't really know where to put the glove. As the first pitch to Butison is a called strike. Maloney in a big spot here for the Rams. The Rams up 2-1. A game that looks like it's going to stay low scoring in the top of the fifth. Try and keep her team within one. Butison swings at the 1-0. Over towards Canessa. It's going to get down. It's going to be extra bases all the way to the wall. Cora Ionero fields in right center field. Coming around to score. Both runners for the Dayton Flyers. Tiffany Rickson, Catherine Hess touched the plate. It's now 4-1 Dayton. A 2 RBI double from Kaylee Butison. The Rams got their work cut out for them here. Top of the fifth, they're now down 4-1. DeSalvo, the batter, takes strike one from Maloney.
Now batting for the Flyers, right fielder, number 17, Hannah DeSalvo.
So Rachel Gillen is starting to get loose in the Fordham bullpen. See if she'll come into this one, maybe keep it at 4-1, or try to as DeSalvo swings and fouls it away softly over the Fordham dugout. Dayton Flyers took a bus out here to Fordham back on Thursday. 10-hour bus ride here in the Atlantic 10. Salvo behind 0-2. There's a runner on second. Maloney toes the rubber. Need an out here. Swung on and line. Big time foul over towards Rachel Gillen warming up, and she'll track it down over in the bullpen. But that ball had a charge in it from DeSalvo, but just way too far ahead of it. The 0-2 again. Hit to the second baseman right at Van Hoven. Fields and fires the first in time. No trouble for her there. But again, the Dayton Flyers put a crooked number on the board. Two runs for them. Three hits, no errors, and one left on base. We're headed to the bottom of inning number five here at Bohoshi Field with the score Dayton 4 and Fordham 1. You're listening to Fordham Softball. Bottom of inning number five, the Rams now down by three runs. In desperate need of some offense here to try and get back in this one. They get the top of the lineup in Sydney Canessa, third time around off the pitcher. Snyder, and she deals a first pitch strike to Canessa. Canessa 0 for 2 today. The 0-1 pitch grounded down the third baseline for a base hit. Maybe extra bases, but fielded nicely in left field by Mariano, and she's going to have to stay at first. Absolutely destroyed that softball. A greatly positioned was Mariano to not allow for extra bases. But the Rams will take a base runner. As now, Gabrielle Snyder is going to just head to the bench, and I guess we've got a pitching change, as the most bizarre pitching change I've ever seen, as Gabrielle Snyder must have been told, if one base runner gets on, your day is done. So almost in unison, after that ball was thrown back into her, she ran to the dugout, gave the ball to Amanda Cash, took a different glove, and then she heads to the outfield. So very bizarre there. Mandy Cash will warm up. We'll take a short timeout here at Bohoshi Field. Rams trailing 4-1 to the Dayton Flyers. So Amanda Cash will do the pitching. Gabrielle Snyder moves to right field. Hannah DeSalvo checks out here. First pitch to from Cash to Van Hoven showing bunt and fouling it off as it was picked up in the lefty batter's box, or the righty batter's box by Hess. We saw Amanda Cash pitch yesterday for the Dayton Flyers. She's back in the circle here in game number two. First pitcher we've seen in both games for either side. Here's the 0-1 to Van Hoven now. Shows bunt again. That one missed outside. 1-1. Dayton up 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning here at Bohoshi Field. No outs here in the top of the fifth, or bottom of the fifth. Canessa on first. Van Hoven at the plate. The 1-1. Fouls it away. 1-2. The slapper trying to get on base here for the Rams and maybe start a rally going here. We got the middle of the lineup coming up next. Lindsey Mayer, Kayla Lombardo, and likely Michelle Dobman will come back in for Patty Maloney. Then Rachel Gillen probably will finish pitching. Here's the 1-2. Van Hoven hits the ball in fair territory, but it hits her leg in the process in fair territory. She is out. And going back to first base is Sydney Canessa. An unfortunate break for Amy Van Hoven and the Fordham Rams, because that probably a base hit all the way. But now there's one away. The runner Canessa back to first. Van Hoven touches the ball in fair territory as she was out of the batter's box. Lindsay Mayer, the righty, stands in, takes the first pitch for a called strike from Amanda Cash. Cash, the lefty for this Dayton side, trying to hit her team the first win of this series. Mayer swings at the 0-1, grounds to third, firing over to third, second, Butison in time. And lead runner retired, Sydney Canessa, thrown out at second. Lindsay Mayer reaches on the fielder's choice, but now there's two away. That Van Hoven freak contact with her leg might prove to be problematic for the Rams, as Kayla Lombardo to the plate. Be a great time for a home run. First pitch to her upstairs, 1-0. Lombardo today 1-for-1, a double and hit by a pitch. 1-0 just outside, 2-0. Amanda Cash yesterday, 2 2/3 innings pitch, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 was earned. No walks, 4 strikeouts, 1 wild pitch. She hit 2 batters, and she faced 12 batters overall. Here's the 2-0 to Lombardo. Just got the outside part of the plate, 2-1. A good pitch, 2-0, just to get it over the strike zone and not really give a great pitch for Lombardo to hit. Lombardo ahead, 2-1 still. Runner on first is Mayer. 2 outs. Pitch grounded softly towards third. Butison fields and fires the first to Tiffany Ricks and retires. Kayla Lombardo retires the side here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rams, no runs, a hit. No errors, one left. And after 5 innings, we head to the sixth. Dayton up on the Rams. 4-1. Game 2 of 3 of the series and game 1 of 2 of today's doubleheader. Top of the sixth here at Pohoshi Field. First game of a doubleheader between the Flyers and the Rams. The Rams won yesterday 5-1. Cora Ioneer, a 3-run homer in that one. But Dayton up in this one 4-1. Back-to-back innings for them with 2 runs at the plate. Fordham had 1 in the bottom of the first. First pitch from Maloney. Here in the top of the sixth is a called strike. Counts 0-1 to Kayla Haberstich. The 0-1 swung on and missed, 0-2. Here's the 0-2. Up and in, ball one. Haberstich today, a 2-RBI single back in the fourth inning. Grounded to short in the second. The 1-2, upstairs, 2-2. Too high from Maloney. Maloney has given up 3 hits, all in the last inning. 2 runs, 2 earned. The 2-2 to Haber, Stitch, grounded softly to Bradian, coming on Fields with the glove, picks it up in the hand, over to first, not in time. An infield single for Kayla Haberstitch as ball just hit too softly. Bradian gave it her best shot there, but Haberstitch too quick. She's now 2-for-3, and Kennedy Haynes now to the plate for Dayton. Jordan Jennings pinch hit for the last time. No out. Shows bunt. Picked up nicely by Lombardo as the pitch taker for a ball. Dayton trying, it looks like, manufacture at least one more run here. Leadoff hitter on Haberstitch. Haynes shows bunt. Gets it down. Third baseman Mayer Fields fires the first. Van Hoven's covering and the out retired. Successful sacrifice for Kennedy Haynes, going down 5-4. And Jacqueline Quetter, the center fielder, to the plate, but hold on, as might have some sort of substitution here coming, as the home plate umpire, Dave Matern, and Kara LaPlaca, the head coach for Dayton, talking things over. And it's going to be a pinch runner at second base, and coming on to pinch run, it looks like it's Kirsten Bartlett. She'll do the running at second now as a pinch runner.
Bars, number 24, Kirsten Bartlett.
Jacqueline Quetter, the lefty, hits it right back to Maloney, knocks it down with the glove. Easy way, only way to first, and she gets the out there. Nice play by Patty Maloney just to knock the ball down. Looks like it actually hit the outside of her glove. Two away, advancing to third is Bartlett. Top of the lineup now, Natalie Mariano, her fourth at-bat. She's 0-for-3. Mariano, the lefty, ready. Down low. 1-0 the count. Maloney definitely needs to get this out. Rams down 3 here. Only 6 more outs to play with. Takes the 1-0 outside. 2-0. Mariano, a hitter's count here. 364 hitter on the season, 0-for-3 today. Here's the pitch from Maloney. Upstairs, 3-0. Yesterday, Mariano was 2-for-3 off of Rachel Gillen. Unable to get a hit thus far off of Dobman and one at bat off Maloney already. She's ahead 3-0 in this one. Takes it for a called strike down the middle. Three and one. The count still well ahead with the runner on third. Two away. Pitched and it bounced in front, and Kayla Lombardo able to block it, maybe get a little help as it might have bounced and hit the leg of the batter Mariano. So Mariano now on first. Runners at the corners. Two away for the Flyers here in the top of the sixth. They're up 4-1 in the game. Trying to force what would be a rubber game, game three. They'll play game three regardless of the result in this one. Catherine Hess, the catcher, takes the first pitch for a ball. Hess, a bunt single in the last inning for the Flyers at the plate. Came around to score off of that. She's 1-for-3 overall on the day. Strike out and a ground out to the pitcher Dobman earlier in the game. The 1-0 swung on and missed. Maloney bested her with the off-speed there. 1-1 the count. The pitch inside going from second, throw down by Lombardo off the glove of Brady and then trickles into right field. Run will score and Mariano will get to second base. The first and third play there as the ball just sailed a little bit right on Lombardo and off the glove of Brady into right field. It'll be a run scoring play. And it's going to be an error on allowing Mariano to get to second. And the fifth run allowed for the Dayton Flyers to score as Hess takes pitch for a called strike. Two outs, now 5-1 in favor of the Dayton Flyers here in this one at Bahoshi Field. Pitch with two outs, swung on and missed, and that'll do it. Strike three to Catherine Hess, but again, the Flyers score a run. They get one hit, no errors. They leave one on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Dayton 5 and Fordham 1. You're listening to Fordham Rams Softball.
Yeah, man. So we back in the club with the bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up, yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body.
So Patty Maloney will actually hit for the Rams here. She's 1-for-2 on the season. So there's no count to the batter. Brief delay. Maloney stands in, takes the first pitch outside for a ball. The count's now 1-0. Maloney, her first at-bat of this game. Dobbin fly to center both times. Here's the 1-0 to Maloney. Grounded, third base side, but foul. Counts 1-1. Counts 1-1. The pitch to Maloney. Outside, 2-1. Rams just trying to get base runners at this point. Six outs to play with, down 4. Final score yesterday was 5-1 in favor of the Rams. Flyers up 5-1 in this one, top of the sixth, or bottom of the sixth, rather. Maloney fouls off the 2-1, and it's now 2-2. Here's the 2-2. Maloney right back at the middle line and caught by the pitcher, Cash. So Maloney put a good swing on it, but Cash just good reaction. Catch that liner. Cora Ioniro to the plate. Right fielder, the righty for the Fordham Rams. Getting set to stand in. Just trying to get some base runners one at a time if you're the Fordham Rams. Try and set up the top of the lineup maybe for the next half inning. Got a couple here. Get it a little closer. Cash on the rubber deals, down low in the dirt, 1-0. Cash yet to allow a hit to the Ram hitters. Tried all four she's faced. Ioniro fists it over towards first, but foul. And not being able to catch it is Ricks, as just a little humpback liner that went, well, foul. 1-1. Cora Ioniro grounded to second in the second, flew to left in the fourth. Big home run yesterday. Rerun shot. Here's the 1-1. Hit in the air, over towards first, again foul, and again it falls over the head of Tiffany Ricks, as that one hung in the air a little bit longer than the last one, but neither Ricks nor Haynes, the second baseman, able to get to that one before it hit the turf in foul territory. Ioniro fighting up there. 1-2 with a count. The pitch pitch from Cash, the lefty, outside, 2-2. Trying to frame it was Hess, but that ball too far outside, says home plate umpire Dave Matern. Two and two now. One out. Nobody on. Pitch. Swung on. Hit over towards the right side of the infield. And a nice catch by Kennedy Haynes as she caught it right on the turf behind the first baseman Ricks where she was playing. A couple of feet behind her. Nice running play for her. Two away. In the bottom of the sixth inning. Rachel Gillen back into the game here for the Rams. Kaylin Winokur pinch ran for her. Takes the first pitch well outside. The count moves to 1-0. The Rams trying to engineer a little bit of rally down here. 7-8-9. Gillen, Ortiz, and Turgeon with two away. Turgeon can hit the long ball if you get it to her. Here's the 1-0. Gillen swings at the off-speed pitch and misses. Great job by Cash to keep her off balance there. Gillen stands in. 1-1, two outs. The pitch outside. Swung on and missed, though. Gillen offered at what would have been a ball. 1-2, two outs. Cash trying to get it to the seventh inning here. Team's up by 4, 5-1. The 1-2 to Gillen coming with two outs. Pitch swung on, hit in the air to left field. Going back, Mariano battling the sun. And makes the catch in fair territory just over near the foul line. About 20 feet from the fence. And that'll do it here in the bottom of the sixth inning, a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We head to the top of the seventh. Dayton 5, and Fordham 1.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fryer. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine. Where the peaches grow.
Top of the seventh inning, the Rams down to the Dayton Flyers, 5-1. Patty Maloney remains in the circle for the Rams. She's thrown two innings and given up three runs, two of which have been earned. One error for the Rams, charged to Allie Bradian, and errant throw from Kayla Lombardo. Bradian got over there nicely, but she gets charged with the error. Top of the seventh, first pitch to the batter, Snyder, is a ball outside, 1-0. Snyder started on the rubber, grounds back to Maloney, trouble with it, the 1-0, can't pick it up and can't fire to first in time. That one should go down as an error on Patty Maloney. And it will. Kara LaPlaca coming over to home plate umpire Dave Matern. Looks like there'll be a change made. And it would have to be with the runner there. Trying to catch the number. As Tiffany Ricks will stand in and bat the cleanup hitter. Snyder reached first. As Caitlin Gibson will do the running over at first base for Gabrielle Snyder.
Gibson will come in as a pinch runner for the Flyers. Now batting number 11, Tiffany Rick.
Rick stands in. Runner on first, nobody out. Rams down 5-1 here. Pitch, Rick fouls it off over towards the McGinley Center. Out of play, 0-1. Tiffany Rick's having herself quite a day. 2-for-2. Two singles, scored off both those singles, and walked back in the second. The 0-1 inside, 1-1. Aggressive jump off the base after Maloney delivered it from Gibson over at first now. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed by Ricks. Bardo thought about throwing over to first. Off-speed pitch. Bested Tiffany Rick there. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Popped in the air by Ricks, but out of play, foul. Bardo jogs back, but it's over the stands and well out of play. Just a reminder that one-on-one post-game report comes your way after the conclusion of this game. Here's the 1-2 foul, straight back into the protective netting. We'll have my player of the game. We'll recap this one briefly and take a short break, and we'll come back for game number two, which should start between 25 and 35 minutes after this one's completed. The 1-2, Ricks hits in the air to center. Canessa over to her left, but taking it in right field is Cora Ioniro. One away.
Now batting for the Flyers, third baseman number 12, Kaylee Rudison.
One away, Kaylee Budison to the plate, takes the first pitch inside for a called strike. Got the inside corner from Patty Maloney. The first time Tiffany Ricks has retired. Budison's 0-1, hits in the air well to left, but right at Brianna Turgeon, takes a couple steps in, makes the catch with two hands for safekeeping, two away. Hewison, the first time she's retired as well, came into that at bat. One of one, a walk hit by a pitch and a double, and now Hannah DeSalvo to the plate over two today. Successful sacrifice bunt back in the second. No runs came out of it, though. Swings to the first pitch and fouls it off. Bardo nearly held it there. Just a foul ball, 0-1 the count. Gibson running at first for Snyder. Maybe in motion here with two outs, as taking the first pitch, or taking that pitch inside, and the first ball she sees. Hannah DeSalvo, 1-1 the count now. The right fielder for Dayton. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. The 1-1 upstairs, 2-1, and she grounded to second back in the fifth. The 2-1 to DeSalvo. Line into center field for a base hit. Sydney Canessa fields and fires in as Allie Brady nearly got to it. But a solid single, the first hit of the afternoon for Hannah DeSalvo. Kayla Haberstich will now hit for Dayton. Kirsten Bartlett pinch ran for her back in the sixth, the last half inning, when Dayton was at the plate, but re-entering is Haberstich. She takes the first pitch for a called strike. She re-entered to play defense in the top half, or excuse me, the bottom half of the sixth. Runners on first and second. The 0-1. Haberstich fouls it off of her left leg there, and it rolls even further foul. Count now 0-2. Maloney, two away, two outs. Top of the seventh. Rams down by four. The pitch from Maloney swung on and fouled into the chest protector of Kayla Lombardo, unable to hold it there. Count 0-2. Here's the pitch. Popped in the air, foul, out of play. As it gets all the way over near the road here at Fordham University near Loyola Hall. 0-2, two away. The Rams down four. They got three more outs to play with. Ortiz and Turgeon. Then the top of the lineup, Canessa coming up for them in the next. The 0-2 fouled away again into the left field stands. Battling up there is Haberstich. She's already got a two RBI single back in the fourth. Singled and scored on an error in last inning, the sixth. So she's 2-for-3, two RBIs, a run scored, having herself a nice day for the Flyers. Behind 0-2, the pitch again for Maloney. Inside corner called, strike three, side retired. And we'll head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Rams need a rally. They're down 5-1 to the Dayton Flyers. You're listening to Fordham Rams Softball, WFUBSports.org, and the Atlantic 10 Digital Network. Well, Gabrielle Snyder re-enters the game to play right field for the Dayton Flyers here in the bottom of the seventh with her team up 5-1 over the Fordham Rams. Paige Ortiz leads it off for the Rams. She's the number 8 hitter. She's 1-for-2 today, doubled back in the second inning, grounded a short in the fourth. Brianna Turgeon due up next, but Stephanie Ferry on deck for her, likely to pinch hit. First pitch to Ortiz is outside for a ball. Then we go to the top of the lineup, Sydney Canessa, Amy Van Hoven, Lindsay Mayer. If you can get it to Lindsay Mayer and Kayla Lombardo, never know. Rams down 4. 1-0 the count to Ortiz. The pitch from Cash. Grounded towards short. Nice play by Haberstich. Comes up throwing. High throw. Ricks on the bag. Jumps off and then back on it before Ortiz can get there. A nice play by Kayla Haberstich. Ortiz did all she could there. Hit it really hard. But a great play by Haberstich. And Ricks with the height. Able to catch it up high and land on the base for Ortiz. Able to get to first base. So one away in the bottom of the seventh. And pinch hitting now for Brianna Turgeon is Stephanie Ferry.
Pinch hitting for Rams, number 17, Stephanie Ferry.
Ferry just trying to get on base any way she can here. First pitch from Cash, takes for a called strike on the outside corner. Ferry coming into this one, a 333 hitter. She's 3-for-9. Here's the 0-1 pitch to her. Takes it upstairs. Cash tried to get her to chase the off speed. And it's now 1-1. Ferry has started 2 games, now appearing in her 8th game. This pinch hit appearance. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. A big swing from Stephanie Ferry there on the outside corner riser. Ferry with 2 RBIs. She's also struck out twice. A double. 3 hits. And 9 ABs. Timeout called by the catcher Hess as the wind really picks up a little bit here. Winds were gusting in excess of 40 miles per hour earlier, according to the National Weather Service. Still saying the same. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Stephanie Ferry goes down swinging. Top of the lineup for the Rams. They're down to their final out. Down by 4. One out to play with. Stranger things have happened, though. Sydney Canessa, the center fielder. To the plate. She's 1-for-3. First pitch from Cash outside. 1-0. Missed with what appeared to be a changeup there. Upstairs, 2-0 now to Sydney Canessa. Top of the lineup trying to engineer quite the rally. They need 4 runs. Needs to get to Kayla Lombardo, and she'd be the tying run. She's not even in the hole yet, though. 2-0 to Canessa. Also upstairs, 3-0. Lombardo, 4 home runs. get it to her. She's hit a grand slam as the wind really picking up now. Has a huge gust of wind and dirt flying all around. Trying to make sure everyone's got their eyes clear after that one. And looks like we're set now. 3-0. The count to Canessa. The pitch from Cash. Taking all the way and missing away. It's Cash. So a walk for Sydney Canessa. Ball game extended here. Rams still down to their final out. Down by 4, 5-1. Tying run now. 3 batters away. Amy Van Hoven to the plate. The lefty slapper. 2 for 3. Almost 3 for 3. Would have been 3 for 3 if last time she was up she didn't touch the ball in fair territory. Swings at the first pitch and misses. Van Hoven singled and scored after stealing second base in the first. Singled in the third. And like I said, hit a grounder up the first baseline but made contact with the ball in fair territory. To be recorded out for the first time in the fifth. Behind 0-1, the pitch from Cash swung on and fouled back into the netting here. 0-2, Rams down to their final strike. Here's the 0-2 to Van Hoven. Just got a piece of it. Staying alive at the plate, keeping the Rams alive in the ball game. Oh and 2, Canessa on first. Dayton 5, Rams 1. Bottom of the 7th, 2 away. Final strike for the Rams, they're down 2. Here's the pitch from the lefty, Cash. Swung on, grounded over towards second base. Fielded there, flip over to first, not in time. It gets past Ricks and heading over to third as Canessa dives. Heading for second is Van Hoven. So second and third now for the Rams. Something going. It's not the prettiest defense from the Flyers. Maybe should have just held on to it, Kennedy Haynes, but regardless, though, runners on second and third, not really a huge deal. Don't really mean a whole lot. Their team up by 4 runs, but that does bring the tying run to the on-deck circle, and Kayla Lombardo, she has 4 home runs, but Lindsay Mayer will have to get on base any way she can to at least pass the baton to Kayla Lombardo. Van Hoven will get to first on the single, and then she'll advance to second. Canessa to third on an error by Dayton. Mayer to the plate, where she's 0-3, due for a hit here. Takes the first pitch for a called strike. They'll charge the error to the second baseman, Haynes. 5-8-1, 1-7-2 on the board. 5-1, Dayton. Second and third, 2 outs. The 0-1 to Mayer. Swung on and missed, 0-2. Now the count, Rams again, down to their final strike. Bridget Orchard employing Mayer, the University of Virginia transfer. Try and get on base here. She's behind 0-2. Cash on the hill. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. And Dayton will take game number 2 of the series. And game number 1 of this doubleheader here today at Bahoshi Field. A one-on-one post-game report is coming up next. You're listening to Fordham Rams Softball. Welcoming you inside the one-on-one post-game report here at Bahoshi Field on the campus of Fordham University. Rose Hill campus, that is, in the Bronx. The Rams have just fallen to the Dayton Flyers 5-1 in game number 1 of a doubleheader here today. Evens up the series between the Flyers and Rams at 1. Dayton improves to 24-11, 8-2 in the 8-10. Fordham falls to 17-15, 4-3 in the 8-10. We'll have game number 2 in about 25 minutes from now. So right around 1 o'clock it should be here at starting. Let's get to a quick recap of this game. And then we'll take a quick break and come right back for game number 2 today, game number 3 of the series. So the Rams scored the first run back in the top of the first inning. Amy Van Hoven singled, stole second, and later came around to score on an RBI double from Kayla Lombardo. Michelle Dobbins solid through the first three innings, but then in the fourth she ran into some trouble as Gabrielle Snyder led off with a single, and Tiffany Rick singled. She hit Kayla Butison with a hit-by pitch. Hannah DeSalvo reached on a fielder's choice to load the bases, and then Kayla Haberstich, a two RBI single, gave Dayton the 2-1 lead. Hams couldn't get one back in the bottom half. You go to the top of the fifth. Dayton puts up two more to go up 4-1, a two RBI double from Kaylee Butison to bring home Catherine Hess and Tiffany Ricks, who both singled earlier in the inning. Those runs off of Patty Maloney, who came in after the fourth inning. The two runs for Dobman was said to be enough from head coach Bridget Orchard. You head to the sixth. Dayton up 4-1 still. Nothing doing in the bottom of the fifth for the Rams. Dayton tacks on another run. A score on an error, first and third situation, where Kayla Lombardo throws the ball from behind the plate. Down to second to the runner attempting to steal off the glove of Braden into right center field, and an easy run scoring from third for Kirsten Bartlett, pinch running for Kayla Haberstich. And then you got a 5-1 game. You head to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rams go down 1-2-3, and you head to the bottom of the seventh inning. And the first two batters retired, and Ortiz and Farrah, top of the lineup. Canessa works a walk. Van Hoven singles, and then Lindsay Mayer strikes out. She was able to get on. Would have brought Kayla Lombardo to the plate with an interesting opportunity to try and tie this ball game, representing the tying run. Get to a player of the game for both sides. A lot of players you could pick for both, for Dayton, I'd say. For Florida, maybe a little more difficult as they only score one run and lose this one. But I'm going to go for Dayton with Amanda Cash. She comes in for Gabrielle Snyder after Snyder throws four innings, six hits, one run, and one earned. But then Cash comes in, a little bit of a rough day yesterday, but she throws three scoreless innings, only gives up one hit, and that hit came at the very end of this one from Amy Van Hoven. A better defensive play probably would have had Van Hoven retired over at first base. So Amanda Cash, my player of the game for the Dayton Flyers here in this one. And then for the Fordham side, I'm going to have to go with Amy Van Hoven. She goes 3-for-4 in this one. Steals a base, three singles, the slapper lefty. Almost 4-for-4 as her lone out came in the fifth inning. She hit a soft grounder down the first baseline and touched the ball with her left foot as she was a couple of steps out of the batter's box. Just a freak thing. The slapper just getting out of the box and trying to get down to first. It nicked her left cleat. She's out for that as she was out of the batter's box in fair territory. So she goes 3-for-4. She gets my player of the game for the Fordham Rams in this one. And they fall in this one 5-1. Once again, Dayton improves to 24-11. It's 8-2 in the 8-10. Fordham falls to 17-15. 4-3 in the 8-10 conference. Well, once again, the final score of this one, Dayton 5 and Fordham 1. The executive producer of Fordham Softball is Bob Ahrens. Thanks to Fordham Assistant Sports Information Director Chris Stroud and the staff for all their assistance here today at Mahoshi Field. The Fordham Softball team is in action again in approximately 20 minutes from now for the second game of the doubleheader against Dayton. Again, final score of this one, Dayton 5, Fordham 1. We hope to stick around and for game 2 of the doubleheader again, 20 minutes from this present moment. Until those times, this is Drew Casey. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Have a great Easter holiday, or whatever you plan to be doing in the next couple of days. Passover, Easter, whatever it may be. Have a good night, everybody. Fordham Rams Softball is a production of WFUV Sports.